Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Doctor, doctor, I'm screaming doctor.
Well, it is a Wednesday morning, and of course that means it's our weekly doctor visit with Dr. Stan Anderson. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam, great to talk to you.
You know, it's funny when you and I go over the things that we're going to discuss, and I look at the things you bring up. Sometimes you leave me going, what is he talking about? And I saw these notes this morning, and I had to read them like 14 times, and then I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay, but this is very interesting, and I can't wait to hear this. First of all, let's start with malaria and the malaria vaccine, because there's a connection here, right?
Right. So the first thing is malaria is a disease that kills somewhere around 400,000 Africans every year. And of those 400,000, more than 260,000, so that's a quarter of a million, are African children under the age of five. So malaria is a disease that mothers are so worried about that their children could die from it for no reason. It's spread by a mosquito. It ends up being something that you need to still use the nets. And they have been working on a vaccine for malaria for well over 15 years. And this current one that they now have that just got the approval, it was an ongoing pilot project. They did it primarily in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. It included almost a million children, and it's been going on now for almost 3 years. And what it shows is that it was reducing the risk of death by 30% among vaccinated children. So the recommendation is get this available, make it to all children 5 months and older to receive four doses of the vaccine. And this is going to be a game changer for many of the mothers, many of the children, many of the families that have been devastated by having a loved one that has passed. And so it's most efficacious in the first few months after you get the shot. And so the idea is that if you give it to children, they're going to be much, much more likely to make it through that vulnerable stage. And this has been three decades in the making. So the production of it is now going to be ramping up. They still need to work out the details of how they're going to get it into the arms, how they're going to get it paid for, how they're going to get all that done. But it's revolutionary in that this is a project that scientists have been working on for so many years, and finally there's a breakthrough. But the big thing is, when you compare this to, for instance, the coronavirus vaccine, this reduces the risk of death by only 30%, whereas the coronavirus vaccine, which came on with less than a year, ends up reducing the risk of death by almost 95 to 96%. So just when you look at the differences, this is a game changer, this malaria vaccine. But when you compare it to the one that so many people are afraid of getting, it is not nearly as effective, not nearly as powerful.
Yeah, that sure gives you a lot of perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Man. Well, and while we're on the topic, just quickly, I will say there are folks who have asked about, you know, getting a flu shot and getting your COVID vaccine or your booster. You can do that all together. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There is no cross interaction. There is no problem. The only one that you need to be a little bit worried about is the shingles shot with the coronavirus vaccine. So that's one of the big things, the only one that you need to be worried about at all. Again, talk with your healthcare provider. Get the flu shot. There's a possibility that this flu shot is going to be particularly bad. Now is one of the best times to get it. Get the flu shot, and that would keep you safe.
All right. And also, we wanted to talk about the body's second brain. I had no idea. But you know what? It is absolutely the truth. No doubt about it. Our gut is our second brain, right?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This is from Michigan State University. They just came out with this. And what they were doing is they were looking at the connections in the gut and comparing them to the connections in the brain. And the chemistry is the same. The number of neurons are similar, a smaller, fewer amount. The amount of brain material in our gut is about the same as the amount of brain material in a cat. So our gut and a cat's brain are roughly equivalent as far as the number of neurons and glia. So we've always known that neurons, which are the cells that end up doing the electricity, that's what connects things, has been the main thing. And there's this other part called the glia. So in our normal brain, think of it as the gray matter compared to the white matter. So the white matter would be the glia. And we've always thought, well, what is it that the glia do? And we know that the neurons, they're familiar. Glia, we now know, this is from the Michigan State University of their research, they play a dramatic higher active role in the entire enteric nervous system. What they do is they function kind of like an add-on to make certain neuronal transmissions more active and to turn down some of the other ones. So it's kind of like, think of it as a computer with the chips working in the periphery as the glia, as opposed to the chips that are the main central CPU. So that's the idea. You can think of it as the if you're making a sound, think of the glia as the pedals and the amplifiers that modulate the tone and volume of a sound of a band that's making music. So the glia, this is the biggest big thing. The glia are integral related to make sure that things run smoothly. And that's the newest thing. And so the hope is that now we're going to be able to target medicines that would be beneficial to help glia to work more effectively, because around 15% of all people end up having irritable bowel syndrome, which is a painful condition that ends up having no cure. There's several medicines that help to turn down the symptoms, but we believe that it is related to a glia malfunction in the gut, and that's the source of many of the people that suffer with irritable bowel syndrome. So this is, again, it's a game changer. It isn't, we don't have a therapeutic for it yet, but it is the basic science that helps us to understand, all right, this is where we can now target medicines to help people to improve their life.
Yeah, very good news. Or at least that's my gut reaction.
I love it.
Well, you have a good week, Dr. Stan, and we will talk again next Wednesday.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.